3. The evolutionary idea. The only creation that is perfectly settled is Havona, the central universe, which was made directly by the thought of the universal Father and the word of the eternal Son. Havona is an existential, perfect, and replete universe, surrounding the home of the eternal deities, the center of all things. The creations of the 7 superuniverses are finite, evolutionary, and consistently progressive. The physical systems of time and space are all evolutionary in origin. They are not even physically stabilized until they are swung into the settled circuits of their superuniverses. Neither is a local universe settled in light and life until its physical possibilities of expansion and development have been exhausted, and until the spiritual status of all its inhabited worlds has been forever settled and stabilized. Except in the central universe, perfection is a progressive attainment. In the central creation, we have a pattern of perfection, but all other realms must attain that perfection by the methods established for the advancement of those particular worlds or universes. And an almost infinite variety characterizes the plans of the Creator's sons for organizing, evolving, disciplining, and settling their respective local universes. With the exception of the deity presence of the Father, every local universe is, in a certain sense, a duplication of the administrative organization of the central or pattern creation. Although the Universal Father is personally present in the residential universe, he does not indwell the minds of the beings originating in that universe as he does literally dwell with the souls of the mortals of time and space. There seems to be an all-wise compensation in the adjustment and regulation of the spiritual affairs of the far-flung creation. In the central universe, the Father is personally present as such, but absent in the minds of the children of that perfect creation. In the universes of space, the Father is absent in person, being represented by his sovereign sons, while he is intimately present in the minds of his mortal children, being spiritually represented by the pre-personal presence of the mystery monitors that reside in the minds of these will creatures. On the headquarters of a local universe, there reside all those creator and creative personalities who represent self-contained authority and administrative autonomy, except the personal presence of the Universal Father. In the local universe, there are to be found something of every one and some one of almost every class of intelligent beings existing in the central universe, except the Universal Father. Although the Universal Father is not personally present in a local universe, he is personally represented by its Creator Son, sometime vicegerent of God, and subsequently supreme and sovereign ruler in his own right. The farther down the scale of life we go, the more difficult it becomes to locate, with the eye of faith, the invisible Father. The lower creatures, and sometimes even the higher personalities, find it difficult always to envisage the Universal Father in his Creator sons. And so, pending the time of their spiritual exaltation, when perfection of development will enable them to see God in person, they grow weary in progression, entertain spiritual doubts, stumble into confusion, and thus isolate themselves from the progressive spiritual aims of their time and universe. In this way, they lose the ability to see the Father when beholding the Creator Son. The surest safeguard for the creature throughout the long struggle to attain the Father during this time when inherent conditions make such attainment impossible is tenaciously to hold on to the truth fact of the Father's presence in his sons. Literally and figuratively, spiritually and personally, the Father and the sons are one. It is a fact, he who has seen a Creator Son has seen the Father. The personalities of a given universe are settled and dependable at the start only in accordance with their degree of kinship to deity. When creature origin departs sufficiently far from the original and divine sources, Whether we are dealing with the sons of God or the creatures of ministry belonging to the infinite spirit, there is an increase in the possibility of disharmony, confusion, and sometimes rebellion, sin. Accepting perfect beings of deity origin, all will creatures in the superuniverses are of evolutionary nature, beginning in lowly estate and climbing ever upward, in reality inward. Even highly spiritual personalities continue to ascend the scale of life by progressive translations from life to life and from sphere to sphere. And in the case of those who entertain the mystery monitors, there is indeed no limit to the possible heights of their spiritual ascent and universe attainment. The perfection of the creatures of time, when finally achieved, is wholly an acquirement, a bona fide personality possession. While the elements of grace are freely admixed, nevertheless, the creature attainments are the result of individual effort and actual living, personality reaction to the existing environment. The fact of animal evolutionary origin does not attach stigma to any personality in the sight of the universe, as that is the exclusive method of producing one of the two basic types of finite intelligent will creatures. When the heights of perfection and eternity are attained, all the more honor to those who began at the bottom and joyfully climbed the ladder of life round by round, and who, when they do reach the heights of glory, will have gained a personal experience which embodies an actual knowledge of every phase of life from the bottom to the top. In all this is shown the wisdom of the creators. It would be just as easy for the Universal Father to make all mortals perfect beings, to impart perfection by his divine word, but that would deprive them of the wonderful experience of the adventure and training associated with the long and gradual inward climb, an experience to be had only by those who are so fortunate as to begin at the very bottom of living existence. In the universes encircling Havona, there are provided only a sufficient number of perfect creatures to meet the need for pattern teacher guides for those who are ascending the evolutionary scale of life. The experiential nature of the evolutionary type of personality is the natural cosmic complement of the ever-perfect natures of the Paradise Havona creatures. In reality, both perfect and perfected creatures are incomplete as regards finite totality. But in the complemental association of the existentially perfect creatures of the Paradise Havona system with the experientially perfected finaliters ascending from the evolutionary universes, both types find release from inherent limitations and thus may conjointly attempt to reach the sublime heights of the ultimate of creature status. These creature transactions are the universe repercussions of actions and reactions within the sevenfold deity, wherein the eternal divinity of the Paradise Trinity is conjoined with the evolving divinity of the supreme creators of the time-space universes in, by, and through the power-actualizing deity of the Supreme Being. The divinely perfect creature and the evolutionary perfected creature are equal in degree of divinity potential, but they differ in kind. Each must depend on the other to attain supremacy of service. The evolutionary superuniverses depend on perfect Havona to provide the final training for their ascending citizens, but so does the perfect central universe require the existence of the perfecting superuniverses to provide for the full development of its descending inhabitants. The two prime manifestations of finite reality, innate perfection and evolved perfection, be they personalities or universes, are coordinate, dependent, and integrated. Each requires the other to achieve completion of function, service, and destiny.